We have, Lori and I, we got the privilege to go out to Portland last week. And this is not where the tie came from, but it came from June. So, why would you do this? There we go. I'm not good with flowers. Anyway, check this out. It says, "We love you, G-Daddy." So, grandkids are great. And almost got Benjamin to say G-Daddy. He said it once in the back seat, you know. So, we're getting there. I had the opportunity to speak the last time on March 13th, which was my dad's birth date. Well, tomorrow is my mommy's birthday. So give her a hug if you haven't already. Say happy birthday because tomorrow's her birthday. And she's only turning 80. So she's still young in heart. She's a little ornery too. So I'd like to start out with, it says in 1 Corinthians in chapter 12, the first part of the Bible, first part of chapter 12 discusses the various miraculous gifts given by the Spirit of God. They're not only the same gift, but differing gifts, and they have their differing operations, but they all come from the Spirit, the Lord and God. He now turns to and talks about the makeup of the one body that has many members. He stresses the harmonious operations of the human body and makes the application of Christ's spiritual body. What makes these concepts so understandable is the use that Paul makes of describing the various functions of the member of the human body, which is good. It helps us understand the way our church works. In chapter 12, verses 12 through 13, which Brent just read, it says, "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we all are given the Spirit to drink." The human body has many parts, organs, and members, yet is still one body, a functioning organism that works in unity the way we should and in harmony. So God has designed for the body of Christ, that's how we're supposed to work, the church. That is the body. The figure is used often to illustrate the functioning of the church. Christ is the head of the one body, the church that is in submission to his headship. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through 25. "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." The oneness stressed by the work of the Holy Spirit. It is by or in one Spirit that all are led to be baptized into the one body of Christ. The one Spirit gave the one message from one God. Men and women are to believe and obey the teaching of the one Spirit. Upon being baptized, they are added to the church, the one body, and all continue to drink from the same course, the Spirit of God, his word, the scripture. In chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 14 through 20, follow along. Chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. No one member makes up one body. No one member makes up a body. Even though you see the cartoon figures of a hand, and it has a mouth and all that kind of stuff, or that Munster Me, isn't it one big eye? Even though the cartoon make it look like one body, it is not. Just the hand does not make up a body, it is just one member of the body. Even though the foot is not a hand, it is not just as part of a body. Or isn't the ear just as much part of the body as the eye? Every part, in the same way, the church is not just one person. The church is also made up of many members, persons, you. You are the church. All are vital or important to the functioning of the body of Christ. If the whole body were just an eye, we only see, but we don't hear. If the whole body were just an ear, we would be able to hear, but we wouldn't be able to see or smell. It takes all the members of the body to make up a smooth functioning body. It is God who designed the function that way. It was not a haphazard creation of mankind, like the scientists would think that we, poof, we're here. Or we came out of that little amoeba. I always like to say to kids and stuff, I say, ooh, isn't that neat? That all happened by chance. So I went off on a tangent. I have a habit of doing that. Sorry. It was not a haphazard creation of mankind. He had a plan for every member of the body to have a function. We need to appreciate what God has done. Each member of the body has its separate and important function in the body of Christ. All are obviously not the same. As you can tell, my way of speaking is not the way Doug or the way Steve. I heard Steve did an excellent job last week. I don't know if he's here, but he did an outstanding job. Steve is so good at reaching out and touching your hearts. That's what different parts of our body do. They can reach out and touch different people in different ways. But God has brought each member into the church to carry out their responsibilities. So the church does not revolve around one member, but around Christ. The interest of one member must not overshadow the good of the body. Sounds like a Star Trek thing. When all work together as a functioning body, great good is done. In verses 21 through 24, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it. The eye cannot say to the hand, we don't need you. The head cannot say this to the foot, we don't need you. All are important to the proper functioning of the human body. This is also true in the church. We are not all the head. Christ is. Christ is our head. Christ is the head of the church. We do not over-exalt ourselves and put down others. To do so is to dispute the wisdom of God. For God placed him in the church. In fact, the feebler, the weaker, or more delicate members may seem to be unneeded, but in reality, the more they are and necessary. We actually spend more time on them, dressing them up and putting more effort out to them. Instead of despising them, we bestow more honors upon them. In the church, those who seem to be weaker, we need to spend more labor on them. We are not to despise them, nor look upon them with contempt. Those who society casts out and looks down upon, the church takes and honors among itself. In James chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. James chapter 2, verses 5 through 6. Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? God has made the body special like he has made the church special. In chapter 12, verses 25 through 27. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. God designed the body for it to be fulfilled, to fulfill its purpose. He made those parts of the body that are more uncommonly. He has purposely given more honor to the part that lacked, but he has designed it to function smoothly. No glitches, no clashes, no divisions or discord, but to work in harmony. And so it is with the church. He wants the members to have same care for one another. In Acts 6, the Grecians' widows were being neglected. Something needed to be done so the church could function smoothly. They appointed 7 men to take charge, and they fulfilled that need, and it was done. The church is to have mutual feelings for one another. If one suffers, all suffers. We have a lot of people here. We have several people here that have had ailments with cancer. Joanne's back there sitting. She's dealing with cancer a second time round. We know Jennifer's dealing with it the first time round. There's Ann over there that has dealt with it. There's others that have dealt with cancer. And we feel that. We might not feel it the way you do, but we have that concern. I know Patty's dealt with it too. There's so many out there that have dealt with it. We feel that, we have that concern for you. It's not that we can feel the same thing, but we hurt. If one is honored, all are honored. We weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. If a thorn goes into a foot, I've had a nail go into my foot. My foot wasn't the only thing that hurt. It was a lot of things that hurt. That just is so frustrating. If the head is garland, I had to look up garland. It's a like a wreath. It's a flowery garland. That's what they did when they were awarded awards, not this past Olympics, but a few back. But that's how they were awarded. The whole man is glorified with that garland. We do not stand alone. We help each other. Each congregation is a small replica of the whole universal church of Christ. Christ is the head. We always have to remember Christ is the head. not any one individual. All are subject to him as members of his body. All are important to Christ as a part of his body. All have their function or responsibilities to fulfill. In conclusion, the church should function the same way a human body functions, with each member realizing it's important to the whole, everyone fulfilling their individual responsibilities to keep the body functioning. Also, we must realize that all members are important. All do not have the same responsibilities. Some members' function will be more obvious than others. The church is not for the good of just one person, but for the good of all. There is no place for party strife, hatred, envy, or jealousy. We need to strive to live up to his ideal situation, which is explained in 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, which Darren's going to give a little bit of that love afterwards here. So if there's anyone in need, prayers, feel they want to put on Christ, please come forward as we do so now.